Now, Tuesday saw the visit to Prague of Andrew Kahn, the chief executive of UK Trade and Investment. The visit comes amidst increasing economic cooperation between Britain and the Czech Republic. Dominic Yoon met Mr. Kahn whilst he was checking out the reconstruction of Charles Bridge, itself a project contracted out to a British firm. And he began by asking him to explain the work of UK Trade and Investment and the reasons for his visit here.
That's the British government department responsible for promoting British exports, British trade overseas, and also attracting inward investment into the United Kingdom.
And how come we're here specifically on Charles Bridge? There seems to be a building project here.
Well, I'm in the Czech Republic to try and increase the amount of British trade and investment with the Czech Republic. We have quite a lot, about £4.2 billion a year. It's not enough. We should have more. I've come to Charles Bridge because this extraordinary prestige project is being carried out by a British company, Mott MacDonald. And I think it's just wonderful that the Czechs should have entrusted to a globally renowned British company the key challenge of renovating and restoring to its original grandeur the Charles Bridge, which is, I think, the premier architectural icon in Central Europe.
And obviously it's quite a responsibility, isn't it, because it's such a national landmark.
It's a huge responsibility. I was struck by the engineer in charge saying to me that this is being done without regard to money and without regard to time. In other words, they'll take as long as it takes to get it right, to do it perfectly. And that, I think, speaks very well of the Czech government and of the city of Prague, that it's prepared to devote the resource and the time to doing it really perfectly. But that's the right thing, you know. When you have something as special as the Charles Bridge, the important thing is to restore it in exactly the right way. You go to the quarries where the original stone from, and you get stone from the same quarries. You find out how the masons did the work in the 14th century, and you do it in the same way. But of course, you also use modern techniques to provide protection, because we now have really terrible floods. The 2002 floods were a real threat to this bridge. We have to protect against floods like that. So we have authenticity in materials, authenticity in workmanship, but also using modern techniques, modern technology to get it just right.
And what other business opportunities are there? What are you sort of looking at between the Czech Republic and Britain for the future?
Well, there are a surprising number of British companies here already. Tesco's are a really large force in retail. Shell are a large force in oil and gas. Vodafone is very challenging in the telecommunications sector. But I see real opportunities in the advanced engineering sector. I think the Czech Republic is really very strong in this sector. So are we. And the other area related to that is education. We have the best universities in Europe, in Britain. I would like to see more exchange of students, more exchange of researchers, and more attempts to pull through our technical and technological expertise and our research institutes into business, and particularly into Czech business.
Andrew Kahn, the chief executive of UK Trade and Investment, on a working visit to Prague.